special kind of a carbon where you bring two eifers. You bring a discan of the oledes. Whenever a woman gives birth to a baby or a set of twins or triplets, whatever, so she's obligated to bring one chatos and one olo. So the din is that lachatchila the chatos has to be brought before the olo. But the Yevitz, as is pointed out in this Mishnah, you see that even if the olo was brought first, it doesn't have to be repeated. If you brought the olo first, then you bring the chatos later. So the Yevitz, she's yotzei dechavos, so she doesn't have to bring another olo. So the Mishnah has the following. This is on the top. On the top of Yud Gimel and Beis, on the second line, in Masechet Kiddushin, Ho'isha shehivio chatoso. The woman was the oledes, and she brought already the chatosoif, umeso. And she died before she had a chance to bring the oil. So the din is, you bring the oil even after miso. Yaviyo yorshim oilosa. You can bring the carbon oil even after death. But if it would be the reverse, if heviyo oilosa umeso, if heviyo oilosa and she's still alive, then tavi chatos, let her bring the chatos afterwards. And even though it's shalayla stayed there, first she brought the oil, then she brought the chatos. So that's the simple mashmah of the Mishnah, that for the evidence kosher, if he brought the oil first, then the chatos. But if hevia oilasa umeisa, if she brings the oil, then she dies, then he cannot possibly bring the chatos after she dies, because the chatos shemese by leho is the misa oslo. You're not permitted to be makir. And even if it's a chatos oif, a chatos oif is not lemisa ozo, the halacha lemosh misina, that you have chomish chatos amesos, that you have to lock them up in a room, and you have to let the korban chatos die from starvation, so that only applies, the Mishnah says, that only applies to behema, doesn't apply to oif, but in oif still, you can't be makrib the oil, you can't be makrib the chatos oif lacha misa. A chatos amesa barneho, you cannot be makrib. So the Gemara has a comment on that Mishnah. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel commented, when do you say that Yaviyu Yarshim Oilosa, that if the woman gave birth to the baby, she became Mechuyevus to bring a chatos and an oil. So even though she died, you can still bring the oil, you can't bring the chatos. That's only by med, by mamurim, if she was mafrish to korban oil mechaim, and she died before the makrivit. So you have an oil walking around. You have an oif, either an oil is oif or an oil is beim, it doesn't make a difference. You have a korban oil walking around that she was mafrish mechaim. So you have to be makrivit, even liachamiso, you can still be makrivit. But if she wasn't mafreshed, she gave birth to the baby, and when she had the baby, she became mechuyev to bring a korban oil. But she wasn't mafreshed yet, so Shmuel claims, loy, the Mishnah would not say, yovil yoshim oilosa. Even though when the woman died, let's say she had independent assets, she had assets independent of her husband, and even after she died, let's say if the woman had borrowed money while she was alive and she died, so the balichoyev is the malvin, who had lent her the money, would be able to come and collect from her yorshin. The din is that metalkali the asne loy mishtabdi lebalchayv. If somebody dies, so the balichayvus who lent their money cannot come and collect from the metalkalim. They can only come and collect from karka. But if the one who died left karka and he had borrowed money, then the karka is meshuvit. There's a sheep in the chosm. You can collect from the karkos. So here Shmuel has a comment. He says the woman was a wealthy woman. She has karka, she has metalkalim, very wealthy woman. And she dies, and whoever had lent her money, let's say she was mazik somebody, she was driving a car, she smashed into someone else's car, and she had behemoths that were mazik someone else, niske behemoth. So whatever chayvus she became a chayv in while she was alive, halvois or hezekim or chavolus or whatever, since she leaves karka, so the bali chayvus can all come and collect from the karka. But the chiyuv to bring the korbanis, even though she had a baby, obviously she delivered the baby while she was alive, and she became the skayuv to bring the korban oilas yoledes, the yorishim are not mechuyev to pay for that after she died. Why is that? Why don't I say that her nechosim were meshubit already? So the Gemara says, Alma kasovar, obviously Shmuel is of the opinion, shibuda labdi araisa, that menatera, there is no such thing as shiva nechosim. There are two shibudim. That's what the Rishonim point out in Maseches Ksubis. Here on the Mar Mekomis, I marked it down. It's a famous line. Ksubis daf pei hei on the base. The Gemara quotes the din of Shmuel. Shmuel has a halacha like this. If I lend you money, the malva lends money to the loiva, and then you give me a shtar that says that I lent you $20,000. And now I take the shtar, and I don't have the right to collect till another 5 years. I lent you $20,000 for 5 years. I take the shtar for you, this obligatory note that that says you owe me $20,000 in 5 years. I want to sell it to somebody else. So he's going to discount it. He's not going to pay me a full $20,000. He has to wait 5 years till he gets it. whatever, and the other fellow may not pay, he'll pay me $15,000, whatever, you make a cheshbon, he'll discount it, he'll pay me less. So what happens after I already sold the shtachayv to somebody else? Then I'm a wise guy, and I go and I go back to the person who originally borrowed the money from me, and I say, I'm moichel the debt to you, so you don't have to pay me anymore. So the pashtus is that once I sell the note to somebody else, I'm out of the picture. Originally I loaned you $20,000 for 5 years, so you owe me the money. So Kozman, you owe me the money, I'm a balabos, I can be moichel. I can do whatever I want. So if I would be moichel you then, so it would be nimcha. But then when I sold the note to somebody else, so now you owe the $20,000 to him. So how am I a balabos now to be moichel? So Shmuel is quoted there in a few places. Shmuel is quoted in Ksuvah, Daf Peh, making this statement. I already sold the shtar to somebody else. And then I go ahead and I'm moichel the loive mochu. The mechila is chal. And the Gemara has even a feel. Yorish moichel, that's an adversary. So the Rishonim want to understand why should that be so. Why should that be so? After all, if I sold it to someone else, I'm not the balabas anymore. He, the one who bought the shtachay from me, he should have the right to be moichel lechav if he wants to. How can I be moichel lechav? So the Ktzais HaChayshin, when Chayshin Mishpa quotes this, the Ktzais starts off, he has a whole essay about this. So he writes, V'din zeh nemer v'nishn and gimel taimi. He quotes there three reasons for the Rishonim. There's the Rabbi Natan has a reason, and the Rambam has a reason, and the Ravid has a reason. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a Yortzai drasha that they're all saying the same thing. He has it in the Sefer of the Yortzai drashas, the Rabbi Natan and the Rambam and the Ravid. It's all basically the same thing, but just a few slight details between it. Whatever it is. So the Rabbi Natan has this famous comment. We don't have the Rabbi Natan. The whole Rabbi Natan we don't have in Tosfos. We only have part of the Rabbi Natan. But the Rosh and the Ran and Ksuvos Pehem Beis quote this famous line in the name of the Rabbi Natan, that there are two Shibudim. There's a Shibud Aguf and a Shibud Nechasim. That's the source of this famous expression. Shibud Aguf, Dr. Rabbi Natan, means like this. If I lend you $20,000, so you owe me the $20,000. What? The Kozman that the Loiva is still alive, he has to pay me the money. What happens if the Loiva sells all of his, Loiva is still alive and kicking, but he sells all of his assets to other people, and he doesn't have any more nechasim. So comes the 5 years are up, and I come knock on the door, and I say, Lou, where the $20,000? You spent all the money, you gambled it away, you have no assets at all. So nisht is nisht, how can I possibly collect? So that's a din that I can collect based on shibud nechasim, even if the loiva doesn't have any assets, but he had karaka. At the time that I loaned him the $20,000, he had real estate all over the place. And then he went and he sold the real estate, or he gave it to matana. He gave the real estate, he gave the karaka, the matana to other people. So the halacha says that even though I cannot collect based on shibud aguf, because he has nothing, he has no assets, I can go collect the chayv based on shibud nechasim, I can collect from the lekuchas. And not only can I collect from the lekuchas, I can collect from the yisayim. Let's say he dies. Gishtorb, the loiv is not alive anymore. So what should I have to say? I'm going to collect based on shibud aguf. He's not alive anymore. Nonetheless, if he left over karka, if he only left metalpulim to the yisayim, so we say there's no shibud nechasim on the metalpulim. That's the gemara. Metalpulim the yasmi, loiv mishtapulim about that. But if when the loiva died, he left over karkois also, so then I have the right to go collect from the karkois of the yisayimim. Pashup shad, we'll discuss it a little later. Pashup shad is based on shibud nechasim. That's what the Rabbi Natan said. There are shnei shibudim. There's a shibud aguf that the loiva owes money to the malva, and that can never be sold, that can never be negotiated. Just like, let's say, there's a relationship between a father and a son, or a brother and a sister. So is a shaykh to sell? I'm going to sell the rights of brotherhood to someone else. Someone else is going to be the brother. Someone else is going to be the father. That's a relationship between these two people. So the malva and the loiva remains with the shibud aguf to the malva. You can't budge that. When you sell the shtachayv to someone else, he pays me $15,000 and I give him the right to collect. The only thing I can possibly sell is the shibud nechasim that I've been in town. So I can't sell shibud aguf. How come I can sell shibud nechasim? What does that mean? So the Rishonim explain on our daf is a ritva. On daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Kiddushin, a famous ritva. It's famous because Rav Menachem Zember made it famous. In his Sefer Zera Avraham, he quotes this ritva, makes a big fuss about it. The Or Sameach had one daughter who was married and whose husband died, and then the daughter died while the Or Sameach was alive. They had no children. So Rav Menachem Zember used to correspond with that son-in-law, the Or Sameach, his name is Rav Avraham Luchter. So he used to correspond with him. So after he passed away, Rav Menachem Zember was killed by the Nazis. So after this Rav Avraham Luchter passed away, so Rav Menachem Zember published the Chilufim Mechtovim that they had, the correspondence that they had about various things. So that's called the Zer Avraham. He writes, this should be Bimkoim children, the children that he never had, Rav Avraham Luchter never had. So this should be the Sefer Chedusha Torah, should be a memorial for him. So in the Zer Avraham, he quotes this Ritzvo and Ardaf, as well as the Nesivis in the beginning of Siman Lamed Tes and Chosh Mishpat, where they both write what's the nature of the din of Shibud Nechosim. So they explain Shibud Nechosim doesn't just mean that the Malva has a skus, he has a right, he has a privilege to take away the karkos from the lukukas. He has a right to take away the karkos from the yisoymen. If the loiva dies, if the loiva sold all the karkos and he has no assets, if the loiva is still alive and he still has assets, you can't go to the lukukas to collect. First you go to the loiva and collect based on shibud aguf. But if the loiva doesn't have any assets, he's broke. But the loiva is not alive, so you cannot collect based on shibud aguf. So then halacha allows you to go collect based on shibud aguf, either to collect from the lukukas, or to the karkos from the lukukas, or to collect the karkos from the yisayim. So the Ritvo and the Nesivis both explain that what does that mean? What's the nature of this din that you can collect the karkos? What is it? A schus that the Malva has? They say, no, it's not a schus. What it means is like this. When the Loive borrowed the $20,000 from the Malva, he became a Shubat Shibud Aguf. I owe you $20,000. Then when the Loive writes a shtar and he authorizes that the Edom should write a shtar, and he gives over the shtar havot to the Malva, and he writes, V'chol nechasam shubadim lefroya shtar achoyb zeh, he's mishabed all of the karkos. Shibud Nechosim means that he's makna a kinyan b'miktsas in his karkos. And karka is nikna b'shtar. Shtar is one of the ways to transfer ownership of karka. You can either transfer ownership by karka, of karka by shtar, or by kesef, or by chazok, or by chalipin. So kinyan shtar is one of the valid forms of transferring ownership of the karka. So when the loive gives the shtar choif to the malve, what do you mean he's mishabed the karka? What does the terminology mean? It means that he's makna the karka. He's not makna legamrei, the loiva still owns it, it still belongs to the loiva. He's makna kinyan b'miktsas, a kinyan lachatzon. What does it mean? If it'll ever come time to collect the choiv, and there'll be nothing to collect, I'll be broke. And I won't have, the loiva won't have any assets, so he won't be able, or he won't be alive, whatever. He won't be able to collect from him directly, based on shibud aguf. So then the malva has the right to declare that the karka that the loiva had at the time that he gave him the shtar was nikna to me. It's konoi to the malva with respect to gviyas achayv. With respect to everything else, it's not konoi to the malva. With respect to one thing, it's konoi to the malva. Where do you find such a thing? That such a thing exists? A kinyan lachatzoin, a kinyan b'miktsas. That the Gemara belongs to me with respect to this, and the Gemara belongs to you with respect to something else. Is there such a thing like that? So we have it. Yeah, by the shibudim, yeah, but do you find it anywhere else other than in shibud nechasim? That's what the Ritzvo and the Nesivis claim, that that's what shibud nechasim is. Kenyan Paris, right, you have it in the Gemara by Kenyan Paris, exactly. The Gemara has in Bava Metzia in Perek Ezeon Eshach, I think, the Gemara has the Machlekes Ramei Nechachamim, where the other Machna Dov Shalor Baliyot. What does it mean? Let's say I have a field. And b'derech hateva, you have peres, or avidi diosu. Peres are going to grow. There's no reason to assume otherwise. So I have the field, and the stomach peres are going to grow this year, tafshin in the springtime, tafshin nun hay. Stomach peres are going to grow tafshin nun vav, tafshin nun zay. Why not? So let's say I want to sell you the peres that are going to grow in tafshin nun vav, or tafshin nun zay. So the Gemara has a machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. If I make a kinyan, and a dova shalom b'liyodim, the peres didn't grow yet. So is the kinyan chal on it? So what does it mean? Rameh holds that the kinyan is chal. When? What do you mean Rameh holds? How can the kinyan be chal on a dovash lo bali yodam? It means likesh ayob al oilam. If and when the peris will grow, and tav shin nun vav, and tav shin nun zayin, so then the kinyan will take effect. At that time, the kinyan can't be chal now on a dovash lo bali yodam. It's not shaykh. So Rameh holds that it's the same as any kinyan lachalamit. Just like, let's say, if a man gives a ring to the girl and says, Hariyah mukudashisli next year. So the Mishnayos had like that all over the place in Kiddushin. A man gives his wife a gift, Haret Megoresh is many, as of June. He wants the marriage to remain and he wants this gift to be valid as of June. So you can make a Maisa Kinyan now, a Maisa Kiddushin, a Maisa Gerishin, you can sell Karkois, the Gemara has, you can sell Metalkin, you can even be Mafish Chumalach Hazman. You can make a lot of Kinyonin. I can make the Maisa now and I want the Chalois to be postponed till a later date. So here also, Rameh is of the opinion that whatever make it, you make a kinyan on a dovish lo boli olam, so the kinyan is chal, when it will be, boli olam. It's like a lach alamed. Let's say someone falls in love with anochris, falls in love with ashikri. So he wants to mimikadish the anochris. So the Gemara says, enki dushin tovsin benochris. So let's say she plans to convert. Her plans to convert, it's still no good. What if he gives her a ring now, he says, harem mekadesh asli, lach ashet is gairi, or I'm the nochri, and I plan to convert. And she's Jewish. But I'm afraid someone else is going to chapoy. So I give her a ring now. I say, Harei Mekudash Isli, Lachash Ez Gayer. So that's the original machlekes. The Gemara has later on Daf Samach Gimel, Daf Samach Dal. The Gemara has a machlekes Amen Chachamim. Can you make kiddushin on a case where it's loy baliyom? So Rav Meir holds, yeah, it's like lachalame, just like I can sell, just like I can make kiddushin lachalame yom. So he wrote, I'm making kiddushin lachashet nizgayri, lachashet nizgayir. So the kiddushin will be chal if and when it comes about. And the Chachamim say no. When can you make lach alamed if the thing is boli oilam? But if you're making a kinyan or a kiddushin on a dovish lo boli oilam, even when it will be boli oilam, it won't be chal. Okay, so maybe that's the reason why the Chachamim hold that it's no good. That's the question. Why did the Chachamim hold that a dovish lo boli oilam is no good? Why isn't Rav Meir right? Let it be like any case of lach alamed. Rav Meir also doesn't say that it's chal now. Rav Meir holds that it's chal. Lach sheyovel yom. The Gemara says even Rav Meir agrees that you can be chayzer kol man that it's loy boli oilam. Rav Meir holds you can make a kinyan out of dovish lo boli. So the Gemara says then as a neshech, but you can back out up until the time that it'll be boli oilam. Like any case of lach alamed. Let's say a man gives a get lach alamed. A man gives kibushin lach alamed. So the Gemara has at the beginning of the third terek. The Gemara has a whole sugya that you say osi dibur umavatul dibur. Whenever you make any kinyan lacha lamed yon, so either the chasan or the kala or the meicher or the lakeach, whoever wants can back out up until the lamed yom, up until the hagoras hazman. So Rav Meir holds that it's a regular lacha lamed, and the chachamim disagree. So that's one sheet, and it is a machlokes in rishonim. It's a major question. Why do the chachamim and the Rav Meir hold that? What's wrong with the davish labaliyot? So some rishonim say, what do you mean? What's wrong? There's no chasan. There's no kala. The whole thing, there's no baal, there's no das, there's nothing. How can you consider it at all a lach alamed? It's not at all a plain lach alamed. That's how the pashtus is. And then there's another sheet in Rishonim that holds otherwise, that basically Rav Meir should have been right. That every lach alamed, every dovish lo baal really should be considered like a plain lach alamed. No, boss, the whole din that you can have a kinyan lach alamed itself is a gzeiras hakosim. The Rambam in fact writes that that's also learned out from the parsha of Tanai b'nei Godem b'nei Reuven. That from the parsha of b'nei Godem b'nei Reuven we learn out two dinim. Number one, you can make a kinyan ala Tanai. Let's say yavru nesatin and lo yavru nefzu v'seichachem. You can make a ma'ase kinyan and make a ma'ase kedushin and make a ma'ase gerushin and make a ma'ase. You make an erev etchum and the Gemara has ala Tanai. If it snows, then I want the erev etchum to be valid. If it doesn't snow, I don't want it to be valid. So the Gemara has case, and Yerduk Sham, Lo Yerduk Sham, you can make any Tanai you want. So that's one din that you learn out from Ben Godem Neiruvin, that you make a Kenyan or make any Maisa Allah Tanai. And another din the Rambam stresses that you learn out from Ben Godem Neiruvin is that you can make a Kenyan, Lach Alamed Yom, that's a Chiddush, that you have to have a Gzeres HaKosim. So a group of Rishonim claim that Bamed Vamamurim, when do you have that Chiddush din that you can create a Chalois, Lach Alamed, I can make a Maisa now, postpone the Chalois till later. That's only if I had the opportunity to make the halos meyachshav if I would have wanted to. It's a boy and a girl and they're both Jewish, and if they wanted to, they could have gotten married today. But he's busy in college and she's busy in college, whatever. Each one has a different reason, so they choose to postpone the halos till later. But if it's a situation where he's not even Jewish yet, or she's still an HSC, she's still married to someone, or she's waiting for the husband to die, or she's waiting for the husband to give her a get. Hariyah Mekudesh Yisli, that's the Mishnah. Hariyah Mekudesh Yisli, Lach HaShiyom is Bailach. Hariyah Mekudesh Yisli, Lach HaShiyigar Shech Bailach. It's all Mishnah, it's in Gemara, it's later on. So if it's that kind of a Dovish Lo Baliyom, where even if they would have wanted to, they couldn't have made the Halois now, then there is no Gzeres HaKosa. The whole institution of Lach HaLamed is a Chiddush. The Rambam says that it has to be learned from the Parashah of Megod and Neruvin, that you can postpone the Halois till later. So a group of Bali Ateisen say that this Reb Lezer Mitz and a whole group of Balataisa say in the Dorim Daf Lamed Daled, they hold that the reason why Dovish Lo Boli Oilam is no good is because that chidush that you can make a chalois lach alamed only applies in a situation where you had an option of making it me'akshav. But if you couldn't have even made it me'akshav if you wanted to, then there is no chidush atar. Then you cannot make the chalois lach alamed. This is a major machlokes of Rishonim. How do you understand? Because there's a Gemara later in Kiddushin. The Gemara has it in, maybe we'll talk about it some other time. Not tonight. That's not really the theme tonight. So the Gemara, getting back over here. So there's a machlekes Rav Meir and Rabban. Rav Meir holds that you can make a kinyan on a dovish lo boli oilam, like every other lach alamed. And it's not going to be chal until it's going to be, till it'll be bol oilam, like every lach alamed. It's not chal till the yom alamed comes. And just like you say on daf nun tes, osig dibur mevatel dibur, if a man gives a get lach alamed, he gives kiddushin lach alamed, or he makes a kinyan lach alamed, you can back out ter chazman up until it's going to be chal. So Rav Meir also, the Gemara says, whenever you make a kinyan on a dovish lo boli oilam, Rav Meir says you can back out until it'll become bol oilam. And the Chachamim disagree for whatever the reason is. You say because there's no das, there's no balam. That's one, that's the pashtus that should be the hezbah. And other Rishonim disagree. They give other reasons. Whatever. We'll have to talk about it sometime. What's the reason why Davish Lo Bavi Olam is no good? So the Gemara says, what if you want to sell the pears that are going to grow on Tavshin Nun Vav? So it's taka, according to the Psak Halacha, like the Rabban and the Rameyer, so there's no way to make a kinyan now to sell the pears. The pears are loy boleon, they didn't grow yet. So the Gemara in Perek Ezanesh gives you this Eitzah. Let him not sell the pears of Shnas Tavshin Nun Vav. Let him sell the karka, lit pears sell. If he sell the deca, if he sell the pears hadeca, the pears of the tree that the pears didn't grow yet. So the pear is there, or the pear is of the soda, it didn't grow, that's Dovah Shlob Aliyam, but the tree is here. So if I sell you the tree, but I want to own the tree, I only want you to own the pears of Tavshin Nun Vav. So I sell you the tree with respect to the schus of Aroy Yashbach. Why is it that if I own the tree, or if I own the field, whatever grass grows, or whatever pears grow, belong to me? So that's a din of Aroy Yashbach, Akar Kashali, Aroy, Ara. Ara Digdi, Hishbiach, my karka. Develop pears, so whoever owns the karka has the schus to own the pears also. So let's say I sell you the tree. So if I sell you the tree, Legamri says your tree. So any pears that grow me'atavad oilamo belong to you. I sell you the tree only with respect to the schus of Aroy Ashbach for the pears of Tavshin Nun Vav. So the Gemara says that's okay. Since I'm selling a dovish aboli oilam, even though I'm selling it with respect to a dovish loboli oilam, that doesn't matter. That with respect to doesn't bother me that it's loboli oilam. As long as the object which I'm actually making the kinyan on is the tree, is the dovish aboli oilam, so then the kinyan is chal. So you see from that Gemara that there does exist such a concept of a kinyan lahatsoin, a kinyan b'miktas. I sell an object with respect to one schus. With respect to all other schusim, it's mine. With respect to the one schus, it's yours. The schus of Aroy Ashbach of the pears that are going to grow on Tavshin Nun Vav, so that schus belongs to you. But the Gemara in Gittin has shaylus. Let's say I own an Eved Kanaini. So if a shor hamuad happens to kill an Eved Kanaini, let's say a shor kills four times, so he's supposed to kill the shor hamuad. A shor shahar gasad is supposed to kill right away. What if he didn't have a chance to? The shor kills one person, another person, another person. They didn't have a chance to give skila to the shor. So the shor killed the fourth time. So if the shor killed the fourth time a ben chorin, so then the bala shor has to pay kofar to the yorshim of the person who was killed. And if the shor killed an eved knayni the fourth time, then the chumash says that the bala shor hamuad has to pay shloishim shalevit. So the gemara gittin perak hashaleach has such a shaila. I have an eved knayni. I sell you the eved knayni hamecher abdul knas. I own an eved knayni, so I have a right to make the eved knayni work for me by yom or balayla to do all kinds of work. And I also have a bailus on the Eved Knaini that if a shor hamuad will kill my Eved Knaini, so I will collect the shloshim shalevit. So I go and I sell the Eved Knaini to someone else with respect to this one din. That if a shor hamuad should happen to kill my Eved Knaini, you should have the right to collect the shloshim shalevit. So that's mamash mechira lachatzoin. That's like a deck of the pears. I'm selling the Eved with respect to one thing. So the Gemara has an invite lev shita whether that's legitimate or not. That's not. Which one will have the din of Yom Yomayim? Okay, so the Gemara has a little bit of a discussion about that. So we know that there's such an institution as a kinyan peiros. We know that there's such a thing that I'm selling the guf hadovar with respect to the peiros, with respect to all the peiros, with respect to some of the peiros. There is such an institution as a kinyan lahatzan. So that's what the Ritzvah and Arda and Yud Gimel and Beis writes. And the Nesivis and Chayshim Mishpah, the beginning of Simen Lamed Tes, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about the din of Shibud Nechasim, not talking about Shibud Aguf, talking about Shibud Nechasim. So that's the definition of Shibud Nechasim. Again, what's again the case? Let's say we started to give a mashal before that Rabbi Natan. If I loan you $20,000, you have 5 years to pay the money, and then you give me a shtar choy, then not only do you owe me the money, a Shibud Aguf, you mishayev for all of your karkos as well. Then I sell the shtar choy to someone else. He's gonna discount it. He's not gonna pay me the full $20,000. He has to wait 5 years, and he may never collect the money. He may go bankrupt. So let's say he only gives me $15,000, that he should have the schus to collect $20,000 in 5 years. So then I'm a wise guy. Go ahead and I'm moichel you the choy. So the Gemara quotes Shmuel. Shmuel has a chiddush that the mechila is chal. So all the rishonim ask, how can it be? But I sold the shtar choy to somebody else. So that's the hezbed of Rabbi Natan. He says, how can you sell a shtachoy bechlal? What do you mean? If you borrowed money from me, so you owe me the money. How do I make a trick later on that you owe the money to him? So he says, Leoilam, you owe the money to me. And even after I sell, you can't sell a shibud aguf. You still owe me the money. Navas, in addition to the Shibir Aguf, there's also a Shibud Nechasim. Shibud Nechasim means that I have a kinyan b'miktsas on all of your karkois. So what if I would have bought your karkois, period? I bought your karkois. So once I own the karkois, I can sell it to whoever I want. If I own the talpulim, I can sell. If I own karkois, I can sell. So here, Shibud Nechasim means I have a kinyan b'miktsas on your karkois. So whatever kinyan I have, I can sell. I transfer it to someone else. So when I sell the chayv, the $20,000 chayv to someone else, and he pays me the $15,000, what is he buying? So Rabbi Natam, that doesn't appear in Tosfos. This Rabbi Natam only appears in the Rosh and the Randir. This famous Rabbi Natam Shnei Shibudim Hem. So Rabbi Natam says the only thing that you can possibly sell when you're mechash chayv lahavera is you're selling the shibud nechasim, because shibud nechasim is a kinyan b'miktsas. So you're selling a chunk of karka to the other person. So that's why the Rabbi Natan says, Chazru Machloi Machu. That's why Shmuel says, I'm still a balabas to be Machu. Because the Shibir Aguf is still by me. The Shibir Aguf is non-transferable. It's Loi Nitan Mechira. The only thing that lends itself to Mechira is the Shibir Nechasim. Once I'm Machu, the Shibir Aguf, because that always remains by the Malva, that never, cannot be transferred to someone else. Once it's no longer a Shibir Aguf, then the Mele Rabbi Natan says, what should I have to talk about Shibir Nechasim? The whole idea of Shibir Nechasim is, the Gemara has in the end of Bava Basra, the very end of Bava Basra, it says, Nisseh in the Barinish, in an Achroin Vavroin Leit. It's like an Orev. An Orev has like this. When I come to the bank and I want to borrow $200,000 because I want to buy a home in New Jersey, whatever, so the bank may not want to lend me money. On the salary that I get, I may never pay up to $200,000. So the bank will say, look, if I'll get one of the wealthy balabatim from the yeshiva to co-sign, to be an Orev, in case I don't pay, in case I'm a shlemiel, I don't pay back, so the other person who's wealthy, he has a lot of money in the bank, so he'll pay up, that's an Orev. So the Gemara says, as a din, can only collect from the Orev if the loiva still owes the money. Let's say the malva was a nice fellow, the malva decided to be moichel to the loiva. So once he's meichel to the loiva doesn't know any money, the malva has the right to go to the yore and say, I was only meichel to the loiva, I was never meichel to you. Once the loiva doesn't know, there's no shibud aguf, so what should I have to talk about or? So that's what the Rabbi Natan says. Once, if I loaned you the $20,000 and I sold the shtachayv to somebody else, then I'm meichel to you. So there's no shibud aguf anymore. You don't owe me the money anymore. So once there's no shibud aguf, there's no, you don't owe the malva the money, then what should I have to say that the lokeach, the one who bought the chayv from me, can collect based on shibud nechasim? The whole institution of shibud nechasim is a backup. That's the lashon anymore. Sofgav basim nechseihun the barinish, the karka that a person has, that's meshugin, that has a shibud nechasim on it, is inu lachroin v'avroin lei, that serves as an oriv on behalf of the shibud aguf. But once the shibud aguf was cancelled because the malva was mamish meichel to the loiva, so then it's not shaykh to say that the malva should be able to collect based on shibud nechasim. So if I sold the shibud nechasim to someone else, he cannot collect. That's the famous comment that the Rabbi Natan gave, that there are shnei shibudim, there's a shibud aguf and a shibud nechasim. So again, our Gemara is discussing this topic, this idea that when I lend you money, not only is there a shibud aguf that you owe me the money, but there's also a shibud nechasim. What does it mean that all of your property, your karka, let's leave that to metalkon for the meanwhile. That's a different discussion. It's an important discussion, but not for now. But all of your karka, there's no shibud nechasim on metalkon. There's only shibud nechasim on karka, whatever the hesber is. So all of the karkois that the loiva has are meshubit to the malva. Meshubit means it has a kinyan b'miktsas. So the Gemara wants to know that din, that there's shibud nechasim in addition to shibud aguf, is that a din deraisa? Where's the pasuk? Is that a din deraisa? Or maybe it's only a din midirabban? Maybe it's only takana derabban? If it's takana derabbanon, how does it work? If minatayra, I have no right to collect. Let's say the loiva is broke. He has no assets. I cannot collect based on shibud aguf. I want to go collect from the lekuchas. Or I want to, the loiva died, so there's no one to collect from. I want to collect from the yisaylin if they yarshin karka. So I say, yep, the shibud nechasim, so I have the right to collect. The ability of the malva to collect from the yisaylin based on shibud nechasim, the ability of the malva to collect from the lekuchas based on shibud nechasim, is that the araisa or is that the rabbana? That's the machlokes. Do you say shibud the araisa or shibud alav the araisa? That's the machlokes. Shibud aguf, alpi pashtus, is certainly the araisa. When I lend you $20,000, you owe me the money. So the Shach writes in Chayshemish, but there's a similar test. That's a double pashtus. Avada that the araisa. Shibud aguf is avada the araisa. The pashtus is the only thing that's a machlokes here in the sugya, whether shibud the araisa, shibud alav the araisa is, whether the shibud nechasim is deraisa derabbanan, the shibud aguf is zicha deraisa. That's the pashup shah. Shach points out there's one shita there in Ksubis on Daf Pei Vav Amenaf, there's one Amora who was of Rafunin. The Gemara says, we don't pass like him. There's one opinion in the Gemara that not only is the sheep with Nechosim love their rice, even the sheep with Aguf is also love their rice. So the Gemara asked, what do you mean? I lend you $20,000 and you don't have to pay back. Minatora, you don't have to pay back. It's only with the Rabbanan. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, no, the fact that you have to pay back is a mitzvah, Kriyas Palchayt mitzvah. But it's not that it's really Gviya Shibudim. It's not that you really owe the money. The Nafkamina. So the Gemara gives you a Nafkamina there, a Nafkamina for Yorushim. The Nesivis gives another Nafkamina. Let's say I lend $20,000 to a person when he's ganz klar, he knows what he's doing, and then he has a nervous breakdown and he's Nishtata. And when it comes time to collect, he's a multimillionaire, he has a lot of assets, but he's a lav bardas. He's not mechuyev to keep any mitzvahs. So if you're going to say that shibud a lav derais, it means not only is there no shibud, not only is there no shibud nechosim, and there isn't even a shibud aguf. The only reason why the malva has a right to collect from the loy with the $20,000 that he lent them is a religious mitzvah, kriyas parfait mitzvah. So the nesivis writes, if the loy is nishtata, so you can't collect the money minatari. Maybe the rabbanon you can collect. Maybe the rabbanon and maybe shibud aguf. The shibudu, but minatari you wouldn't be able to collect. But if you say that in order to collect from the loive, you don't have to say priyas balchayv mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah like tzitzis and tefillin and davening and sukkah. No, there's a shibud aguf. The whole machleik is in our sukkah. Machleik is Rabbi Shmuel in our sukkah where the shibud of the rice will have the rice. It only applies to shibud nechosim. Shibud aguf is zichud the rice that there's shibudin that when you come to collect. It's not, and the loiver refuses to pay, it's not the business koifa ala mitzvahs, it's business goifa. It's givia shibudim de goifa mamana. It's not kfi ala mitzvahs, it's a different concept. When somebody owes money and bezin comes to collect, that's givia shibudim. What do I care if he's a gavar la bar das who kiss? If we know that he owes the money, so we have a right to take away the money. If it would only be b'toris priyas balchayv mitzvah, once he's nishtata, he would be potter from pay. So that's what the Shach points out in the beginning of Simul Lamed Tes. He says that was one opinion in the Gemara there in Ksubas, that the Gemara itself is matcha that. The Gemara passes Allah that that's for sure wrong. There certainly is a concept of shibud aguf on the level of the raisa. Not just priyas balchayv mitzvah that you have a right to force the loiva to pay, like kaifan ala mitzvahs, a person doesn't want to, the Gemara gives the mashal that a person doesn't want to eat matzah on Pesach night, doesn't want to sit in sukkah. So the bezin is kaif ala mitzvah. So here also, the loiver refuses to do the mitzvah. Priyas balchayv, so bezin will be kaif. So we don't pass like that mandam. We say that it's more than that. Not just is it kaif and ala mitzvahs, it's gviya shibudim. Even if the loiver would be nishtakta before it's time to collect, the bezin will still be yardim the nechasim to take away the money. He owes the chayv. That's a shibud aguf is zichud deraisa. The only thing that the Gemara considers a possibility of a machlokes halacha maisa is where the shibud nechasim is deraisa derabban. That's a machlokes. That's the machlokes. So the Gemara, what's an afkamina halacha lemaisa? If you hold sheep in the chasim is lav deraisa, but nevertheless with the rabbanon they made a takana that there is such a thing as sheep in the chasim. So how do they make such a takana? So the Gemara says in Yivamis, all takanas the rabbanon in the area of din yivamis is that based on hefke beznef. So halacha lemaisa it works. Halacha lemaisa. So what's the difference whether you hold Shibuda deraisa that the shibud nechosim works min atayra? So the ability of the malva to collect from the lukuchas and to collect from the yisaimim is min atayra based on shibud nechosim, or min atayra doesn't exist but mid rabbanim mitam hefke bezne hefke, so they instituted it. So the bottom line is the same thing. Halacha lemaisa, bottom line the same thing. So what's the nafkamina ledina where the shibuda deraisa lav deraisa? So the Gemara Bayas has one nafkamina, Anardam has one nafkamina. If you hold that shibuda deraisa, so it doesn't make a difference whether the money that I owe is owed to a Basav Adam or is owed to the Rebbe Shalom, owed to the Beis HaMikdash. I became mechuyev to bring a korban, and I die before I ever bring the korban, and I leave karkos. So should the bezin be yordim lenechasa? Should they take away from my karkos? If I only leave metalkalim, so you can say there's no shiv lenechas ma metalkalim. But if I die and I leave karkos, so should the bezin be yordim lenechasa to the karkos and take away money in order to buy the korban that I became mechuyev to bring mechayim while I was alive? So the Gemara says, if you hold shibud deraisa, so it works even if the thing that I'm obligated to give is lagavoa, la shemayim. But if you hold that shibud lav deraisa, it's only a takana with the rabbanon because it's a rachmanis. Look, the malva lent the money, and the loiva died, so the malva's not going to be able to collect. But the loiva is a wise guy; he sells all of his assets, and then the malva can't collect because it comes to the loiva and he has no assets. So that's not right. So mi takana de rabbanan mishum shelo tinal delos bifnei loivin. So they made a takana de rabbanan that the malva can collect from yisemin. The malva can collect from the lukuchos. So the Rabban Shalom is not going to go broke if he's not going to collect the korbanos. So the chacham, that's how the gemara makes an afkamina on Adat. If you hold that shibud elav de araisa, the whole institution of shiba nechasim is only the rabbanan. The Rabban Shalom does need the takana de rabbanan. So they never instituted it. They only changed the dinim de araisa. The rabbanan are not interested in taking the Torah and changing everything upside down. When there's a tzorach gadol, then they're going to make a takana. So whenever there's a tzorach in dinim amanis, the takana works based on hefke bez and hefke. Whatever it needs to be hefke, so the gemara negotiates how does it work. It's only b'shevi al tas and not b'kumbi aseh. So you have to have a tzorach, you have to have a serious tzorach. So there is no tzorach over here. The Rabban Shalom is going to atu hachle nivro helam, atu hamish nivro helam. Rabban Shalom is going to live without the karbonis also. He doesn't need it. There's no shalot and aldeh. Rabban Shalom is going to be kind to people even if he doesn't get their karbonis. So the Gemara says that's the nafkamina over here. If the woman gave birth to the baby, she became a chayiv right away to bring the set of karbonis, the chatas off and the olas off, let's say. The chatas and the olas. If she was mafrish the oilas to habahema, the oilas off, and then she dies, so you have a korban oil running around. So of course you makriv it on the mizbeach. Why not? Whenever you have a korban, you have to be makriv it. But if she wasn't mafrish the korban yet, she just died and she had all the assets. She left a lot of karkos. So if you old shibuda der isis, it doesn't make a difference whether she was meshubed an amount of money to a basal adam or meshubed to bring a korban like a vayah. Shibuda der isis, yordam the nechasa, after she dies, doesn't take away from her assets, from the Yerusha that the Yerushim got from the Karka. They take away that amount and they buy an oil asaif, an oil asaim, or whatever it happens to be. But if you hold Shibuda lav der isis, so it's only a takana de rabbanon, kadesh lotin al delis. So the Gemara assumes they only make the takana de rabbanon when it's necessary. On behalf of a bas of Adam, on behalf of Gavoa, they didn't make such a takana. That's how the Gemara makes an afkamina.
Let's assume that there's that the hint of bringing the carbon is not restricted to the person. Even if she moved to the Raisa,
The Pashup Shat in this Gemara I would have learned, the Bi'ur HaGemara doesn't say like this. Pashup Shat in the Gemara I would have learned is that a Chiyuv Karban is also a Chiyuv to give. What is a Karban in Hebrew? A Matana. You Mechuyuv to give this to the Rabban Shalom. So it's like a shibud bin adam l'chaver, happens to be the chaver, it happens to be gavoa. It's not a basa v'dam, it's a gavoa. So just like there's a shibud to pay an amount of money, and I say, n'chasai mishubadim l'chayv zeh, there's such an institution as shim l'chas. So too, when you mukhiv to give l'gavoa, it's not the same as tzitzis and tefillin, that's a mitzvah to do something. Here it's a shibud to hand something over. That's what I would have loved. The Bi'ur HaGemara, I think, writes otherwise. I remember we were learning, Rav Soloveitchik pointed it out. He didn't comment, he just pointed out that it's a chiddush. In Hilchas Talmud Torah in Yerideya, it says in the Shulchan Aruch the Din, that every father has an obligation to teach Torah to his son. It's the Mishnah later on Daf Chav Tes. What are the obligations that the parents have towards the children? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and what if the father doesn't have the ability to teach on his own, he's not so learned? But there's a yeshiva in town, and there are malamdim there, but you have to pay schar limud. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes that the father is obligated to pay schar limud in order to have his child accepted in the yeshiva. Does they have to pay the malamdim? And what if the father doesn't want to pay? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, bezin yordim benachasim. So the Bi'ur HaGemara writes, and how do you know that there's a shibu nechasim, that bezin yordim benachasim? So he's mitzayin kiddushin yud gimel amud beis. By this case, what did he quote over here for? Let him quote. It says in Gan Shas that such a thing, Bezin Yodan Nechasim. The answer is no. In Gan Shas, it never says that there's a Shiba Nechasim to do a mitzvah. It says there's Shiba Nechasim, there's Shiba Nechasim when there's a Chov Mammon, when I owe money to a Basav Adam. But when there's a mitzvah, how do you know that there's a Shiba Nechasim? So he quotes from this Gemara that even when it comes to mitzvahs, there's also a Shiba Nechasim. So La'olam, the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, one could have insisted otherwise. One could say that it's only by a chiyuv korban. A chiyuv korban is a chiyuv to deliver a behemah, or to give an oil asoif, or an oil as behemah, whatever it means. It's also a shibut, like ben adam l'chaveiro, except the chaveiro happens to be gavoa instead of a bas of adam. So So you can say over here, the concept of Shibra Guf, the Shibra Chasim, everything applies. So even after your ladder dies, the Shibra Chasim is still there. Like if the Leiva dies, there's no more Shibra Guf to collect from it, the Shibra Chasim is still there. But how do you know to apply this by the Chiyuv Talmud Torah? The Chiyuv Talmud Torah is different. Like to like tefillin. The only thing is that if the only way to get a pair of tefillin is to spend money, if I can't borrow a pair of tefillin from someone else, then Pashtetz, I have to spend money in order to do the mitzvah. But that's not really Shibu Nechassim. So how does the Vilna Goyen know to quote this Gemara? That was the difficulty. How does the Sachidish? How do you know to demonstrate from this Gemara that just like the Shibu Nechassim by Chiyuv Korban, so too the Shibu Nechassim regarding the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. Who says that Bezdin Yordam Nechassim? I don't know. Well, the Rabbi was explaining the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Rishonim are saying like that. I don't know what that means. I don't know. The Pashim Shabbat Gemara, you can say that it's only by Korbonis. It's a big Kiddush to extend it. What are other possible Nafkiminis in this Machloikis? It's a Shas topic, whether Shibura derais or Lav derais. What are other possible Nafkiminis? So there's a Rishon on Maseches Kiddushin that's known as the Shita Lo Noda L'mi. They don't know who the author is. So the Shita Lo Noda L'mi, and our Gemara cracks his eyes around 5-6 Nafkiminis, very obscure, very complicated cases. Nafkimina L'dina, whether Shibura derais or Shibura Lav derais. What's up some wood? This one is down there. This one in the Gemara is down there with the carbon. But he can collect the carbon oila after the Oled has died or not. What's another down-to-earth nafkamina that appears in the Gemara? All the six nafkaminas, Yitro Nadal has are not in the Gemara. He made up additional nafkaminas that he thinks should be dependent. The Gemara in the end of Baba Basra that Tesis refers you to over here, Mamish, the very end of Baba Basra, I think, ends on Kufayin Zayin. So Tesis quotes next to the last daf in Baba Basra. The Gemara suggests the following nafkamina, which is not Lamaskana. We don't hold like this nafkamina. It's not correct. The Gemara suggests like this. So the Gemara has there, the Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel, but they hold Shibura derais or Lav derais, a Mainach Kemina. So the Gemara has like this. We only change the Din of derais when we're convinced that there's a very great Tzarach Gadol. If there's no great Tzarach Gadol, so we're not interested in changing the Din of derais. So the Gemara then has like this. If you hold that Shibura derais, on the level of derais, it doesn't really make a difference whether it's milva b'shtar or milva alpeh. If you hold shibura derais, it means that it's a din derais. So even a milva alpeh is also shibura guf with shibura nechassim. If you hold shibura lav derais, so then Rashi says, Rashi and our Gemara writes. Rashi and our Gemara writes. Lav derais, it's about the eighth line from the Talmud. This whole din is not the rice, you don't say like that. If you would have held Shibura the rice, that would have been the din. Milva alpeh would be shoved to a milva dishtar. And there would have been, I would have said, Nichseidon de Barinish, even our Arvin Bay. That's the Melitza from the Gemara Sof Maseches Baba Basra. The Gemara says that the Karkas Meshubi, the nature of the din of Shibura Hasim is that it's a din that's similar to Orev. So you don't say that. So what do you say? You say, Elo, Milva Dishtar Shehu Shibdo. In a Milva Dishtar that he wrote the Ferish Kosula in the Chosei Achroyla Mishtabdi. Alright. If he wrote the Ferish, he's Mishabdi the Karka. So that I understand. Milva Lapeh, Loi Mishtabdi. It's only Milva Lapeh, so then Shibura Lav Derai said, there is no Shibdo Chosei. That's what Rashi writes. Right on this daf, there's a Ritvo. The Ritvo wants to disagree with this Rashi. From the Rashi is Mashma. The Rashi's come out the Feirish like that. That even if you hold Shibuda Lav derais, that only affects Milva Alpeh. But Milva Dishtar, if the Loiva wrote, this is tax thing that I borrowed $20,000 and I have to pay within 5 years, and not only do I owe the money, all of my karkois on the Shubit. That's what he wrote. And Milva Dishtar Shu Shibda, the Kosal and the Chasa Achroin law, then Mishtabdi. That's certainly Shibuda derais. He wrote it the Feirish in the Shtar. You can be Mekabal on it. Just like I can sell my karkas, I can be mishabit my karka, because mishabit, and the karka means a mechira lachatzoin, a kinya lachatzoin. That's the reading of the Rashi. The Ritvan Ardav suggests otherwise. He wants to say, if you hold shibuda, lav derais, so even if shibdo befeirish, there wouldn't be a shibun ochasim on the level of derais. Even if you wrote a milva bishtar, And he wrote the Feirish on the Shabbat, the Karkois, the Shiva Nechasim would only be the Rabbanan. Why? Because he says, what is the whole idea of Shiva Nechasim, a Kinyan Lachatzoin? So this Mandama who holds Shibuddha Lav Deraisa thinks that there cannot be such a thing as a Kinyan Lachatzoin. Either you own it or you don't own it. There's no such thing as Shiva Lachatzoin, as Kinyan Lachatzoin. We assume it's a double question. Of course it's Kinyan Lachatzoin. I said right away, Dekala Peiris. Kinyan Peiris, Dekala Peiris, Amecher Abdel Knas, Amecher Abdel Lechumo, all kinds of things the Gemara has. So, because I don't know, the Ritvor, maybe it's a different kind of a Kinyan Lachatzoin, whatever, the Ritvor says that according to this opinion, that Shibuddha loved their Isa, even if Shibdo Beferish, it also wouldn't help on the level of their Isa, because that Mandama holds that the whole concept of Kinyan Lachatzoin doesn't exist. This type of the Kinyan Lachatzoin wouldn't exist. So, Nochamar. So the Gemara has in the end of Baba Basra, so the Gemara raises this question, Machlegs by the Shibuddha their Isa, loved their Isa, and the Shibuddha Nechasim. The Gemara says there, what's in Afkamina? So the Gemara has like this. If you hold Shibuddha deraisa, so what does it mean? Both by milvah d'shtar and a milvah peh, there is a shiva nechasim. That's what Rashi said. That's pashup shah. If Shibuddha deraisa, even a milvah peh, where there is no shtar, there's still going to be shiva nechasim. Halacha lamaisa mid the rabbanon, they certainly cancel the shiva nechasim by milvah peh, because the Gemara says mandi yaziv, bitzina yaziv. This guy's in bad condition, so he doesn't want anybody to know that. So the Gemara says, "Mishum seder de lekuches, a fellow's going to buy karka for me. He's not going to know that I owe millions of dollars to Bali Chayvis, and then I'm going to go broke later on. I won't have assets to pay. Then the mal is going to go to the lekuches, going to take away the karka. It's going to be a rachmanis." So the Gemara says, "Mishum seder de lekuches, the chacham made a takana to cancel the shiva nechasim by milva balpe." If you hold Shibuddha deraisa, some in Atera, there's a Shibuddha Nechasim even on Milva Al Peh. But with the Rabbanon, they certainly canceled it on Milva Al Peh. Why? Mishum Seder Lekuchas. So the Gemara says at the end of Baba Basra, where is there a Seder de Lekuchas? When the Lekech paid money and he bought the karka, then it's a bitter Rachmanis Nebach. You're going to ruin the whole real estate industry. You're going to ruin the whole business. I'm going to sell karkas and the guy will never know that the karka may be taken away. So no one will want to buy any karka. But what if instead of me selling the karka, what if I borrowed money on Milva Al Peh? And I have karkas, and then I don't. And the Malva comes to collect from the Yisayim. So there's no reason to change the Din Deraisa here. If the Din Deraisa is Shibuddha Deraisa, that there is Shibuddha Nechasim, even if you never wrote the Feirish Ishtar, even if it's on the Milva Al Peh, there is Shibuddha Nechasim. So then, if I sold karka to the lekeach, says Nebuch, a problem up seder the lekuchas, because move al peh leis lekova. He's not going to know about it that I owe so much money, because man yoziv betzina yoziv. If I'm going to have a shtar, so then the Gemara says, when you sign a shtar is this lekova. The edim who sign the shtar, they're going to tell everybody that the guy borrowed money, so the lekeach will already know. The lekeach who's going to buy the karka will already be able to ascertain that I owe money to someone else. But it's going to be on move al peh, where there are no edim signed on a document. There's going to be leis lekova. There's going to be a problem up seder the lekuchas. So buy. Lekuchas, there's a reason that prompts the Chachamim to change the Din Deraisa. They have the power to change the Din Deraisa based on Hefker, based on Hefker, but they have to have a reason. They can't just be mafker everybody's money for no good reason. So by Yisayimim, there is no reason to change the Din Deraisa. What's a Rachmanis on the Yisayimim that they're going to take away the karka? What's the Rachmanis? I owe the money while I was alive. Should have given the karka away to the Malva while I was alive. I died, I didn't have a chance. So let the other rabbis, so let the Malva go to the Yisayimim and take away the karka. What's the bitter Rachmanis on the Yisayimim? They're not entitled to keep this karka. So the Gemara says there in the end of Baba Basra like this, can a Milva Al Peh collect from the Yisayimim or not? The Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Baba Basra says a difference between Milva Bishtar and Milva Al Peh with respect to collecting from the Kuchas. If the Loive is broke, the Malva comes after the 5 years are up. He wants to collect from the Loive. The Loive has no assets. But the Loive had sold his karka to Lekuchas. So does the Malva have the right to take away from the Lekuchas? And the Mishnah says it depends. If it's a Milva Bishtar, so the Shibuddha Nechasim, So he can be goyim from Mekuchas. It's a milva al peh, there's no shim nechasim. He cannot be goyim from Mekuchas. The Mishnah doesn't say one word. What about collecting from the Yisayim? Does it make a difference, milva al peh, milva b'shtah? Doesn't say in the Mishnah. So the Gemara there suggests, the Gemara quotes there's a machlokes amaroim. Whether milva al peh is goyim from Ayorishim or not. Our Gemara says yes, milva al peh is goyim from Ayorishim. But the Gemara there in Bava Basra first starts off, there's a machlokes amaroim. Whether milva al peh is goyim from Ayorishim. What does that machlokes depend on? The Gemara says, oh, the machlokes depends on this. If the din min ha-Torah is that shibud deraisa, that even in the milva al peh there is shibud nechasim, so then really you should be able to collect both from Yisraelim and from the Kuchas. The only reason, that the only consideration that prompted the Chachamim to change the din deraisa is Mishum Seder de Lekuchas by Milva Alpeh, but there's no reason why they should change the Lagabi Yisraelim. So Lagabi Yisraelim, you leave the din on the din deraisa. You don't just change din deraisa for no good reason. But if you hold that Shibuda love deraisa, so in Atarik there's no Shibuda Chasim at all on Milva Alpeh. So the Chacham, what do you want the Chacham should introduce? Hashim and Chasma Mobile Pair by Yisayim. So also, they're not going to change the din deraisa. They'll leave it on the level of their eyes. So the Gemara there, in the end, the Bava Basra says that this Shaila, whether Milval Pez gave him an Ayorashim or not, should depend on this machlokes, whether Shibuda deraisa or love deraisa. Our Gemara holds that it's not totally Zebizet. That's what Tais points out. Our Gemara holds that it's not totally Zebizet. Even if you hold that that Shibuda is love deraisa, it's still Midrabbanan, they made a Takana. Kadesh of Otenadolus Lifnei Lovin, they made a takana that Milva Alpeh should be goyim min Yisayim. Even though they never made such a takana that you should be goyim min Lekuchas, but in Yisayim we do collect. So based on our Gemara only has one nafkamina lahalochet. Whether Shibuda derais or love derais, the sole nafkamina mentioned on our daf is Legabi Korbonus. That's all. And the other nafkamina that's in Sof Bava Basra, whether Milva Alpeh is goyim min Ayorshim, that's what that's still held. And our Gemara holds not so, that's not a nafkamina. So that's what the Shita Lo Nodel Mi wants to know. And Adaf, the whole big fundamental machlek is whether Shibud deraisa, love deraisa, the whole thing Lotz Lachais is only one nafkamina ledina. Whether he can collect by the woman who died and she left karkoes, and she never brought the korban hayoledes, can you take away from the karkoes in order to buy the korban oilas hayoledes? That's the whole nafkamina. So that's what the Shita Lo Nodel Mi gives you additional nafkaminas, gives you another 5-6 nafkaminas. But they're very darkest dick in Afkaminas. They're no real big Afkaminas Ladina.
In general, can you explain how the Marcus said
that those sheep
was their eyes? The Torah is a shadow to a mitzvah to bring a carpet. Can you explain what? The Torah says that a Yolanda has to bring a carpet.
Yeah, but that's a Shibir Aguf. Who says that they're Shibir Nechasim? Maybe Shibir Aguf is their eyes. Maybe Shibir Nechasim not. Once she dies, so you want to say that there remains a Shibin Chasim on her karkos that you can collect from her, that's the Shaila. Is that the Raisa the Rabbah? How does the Rambam paskin on this? The Rambam writes Beferish. The Rambam writes, there's a Machlok in Rishon, how we paskin Halacha. The Shach, in the beginning of Lama Tess, in cotton base, quotes the three Shitas, all the three possibilities. Whether you hold Shibuda the Raisa, love the Raisa. So one Shita, yes, no, and sometimes. Some Rishon paskin Shibuda. The Rambam paskin Shibuda the Raisa, period. Another Tosis in Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph has a famous Tosis. They pass Shibuda Lav Derais. And then the Rabbeinu Chanan on Adah passes a compromise Shita. Tosis Dima Maschal Omer Apope quotes Rabbeinu Chanan on Adah in the middle of the Tosis. Yom Rabbeinu Chanan that there are two types of Chiyuvim. There's a Milva Haksuva Batera and there's a Milva Sheniksuva Batera. Milva Haksuva Batera means like this. Milva Haksuva Batera means Adam Amazik. That it says in the Torah is machayid me to pay. Choyvu b'chaveiro, my behemoth makes a hezek, pigyin aben, a chiyu which the Torah imposes upon me. That's called milva k'suva b'Torah. But a milva she'enik k'suva b'Torah means if I borrowed money from you, or I purchased some merchandise, I bought karka and I owe you d'mei hamekach. That's a hischaibis midas. So a hischaibis midas is called a milva she'enik k'suva b'Torah. Tosis in Exubis quotes another Rabbeinu Chananel. What do you mean, milva? Why is a halvua or dmei hamekach that's called milva she'enik k'suva b'Torah? But there's a pasuk in Chumash that says that if you borrow money, you have to pay back. It says, "Huish shatan el shabo yetei leches avot achutza." So it says you have to priyas balchay mitzvah. There's also a pasuk going to tell you have to pay back. So why does the Gemara call that milva she'enik k'suva b'Torah? So Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Chananel in the end of Exubis in the Tzadik base or something. It says It does mean it's not written in the Chumash. It means it is written in the Chumash, but even if it were not to be written, we would have known on our own that he's chayiv, because he was mischayiv himself in his chayivus midas. So the two categories of chiyuvei mamon that the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a gemara, that the gemara is talking about, there's a milva haksuv batar means a chiyuv that the Torah imposes upon the person, and a milva shein haksuv batar means a chayivus midas. So the Gemara entertained a mokum lachalik between the two. The Gemara suggests maybe you'll say shibura deraisa is only by milva haksuva batera, and milva sheniksuva batera shibura lav deraisa. So the Gemara had that as a havamina. Rabbeinu Chananel claims that that is the maskana. He claims that's the maskana. That if the Torah imposes the chiv by choyvon and by mazik and by gazlon and by pitin aben, that's a milva haksuva batera, that the Torah imposes the chiv. Torah imposes the strongest, the chiv to the maximum. So the Torah says not only a shibura guv in a chiv carbon, even a shibura chasim is also that shibura deraisa. But by the mehamekach, if I bought something and I didn't pay yet, or if I borrow money, that's a hischagis midas, that I accepted the obligation upon myself. So if it's a milda shenik sevateris, then I only accepted a shibir agur. Who says that there's a shibir nechos? So these are the three shitas that the Shach quotes halacha lamais. The shitas Rambam, and he quotes a lot of Rishonim, hold like each one. Shitas Rambam is that shibura deraisa, the Rambam writes with favor. And the shitas Balei Atesis and Bava Kamir Alephim and Aleph that Shibura loved the rice. And the shitas Rabben Chananel, a compromise sheet. So the Shach has a long arichas, goes on for 2 pages. And then he writes, bottom line, he says, Sveikir Adina. He says, how can we be machriya whether Shibura the rice, loved the rice, or Sveikir Adina? With my nafkimina, Sveikir Adina, there aren't too many nafkiminas. The shita Lam Nadalni listed off these 6 obscure nafkiminas, or this nafkimina with the carbon and argimar. So Halacha Lamai said, the Rambam is the one in Paskins. Like our Gemara, Shibura is deraisa, and he writes, by the Yoledes, if the woman gave birth to a baby, and then she dies after the baby was born, so she was already in the Schaiva to bring the Karbonis. If she has her own assets, and she dies and she leaves Karkos, or the Shibin Chosim on the Karkos, so you cannot take her Karkos and bring a Karbon Chatos, a Chatos Shemesa by Leho, it cannot be brought. But the Oilo can be brought. So you take from her Karkos, from the estate that she leaves over from the karka, and you buy a carbon oil seal lettuce and you bring it, even though she died and Mason Chavshim, she's not going to be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. That was the time he had before. She's not going to be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Doesn't matter, but it's nishtabdu nechaseho. It's a shibut to bring the carbon oil, the oil seal lettuce, so you have to bring the oil. That's what the Rambam passes. The Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah have a famous kasha on a Rambam in Hilchas Chagigah. It wouldn't be so famous, but Rav Lezer Shach has a teretz on it, so he made it famous. He says that whenever the yeshiva learns, whenever Panim Yeshiva learns this sugya, so he says over his shtikol teretz that he has in his sefer on the Rambam Hilchos Chagigah. That the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Chagigah that let's say someone came on Shavuos Regov and came Pesach Shavuos Sukkot for the Beis Hamikdash. He walked into the Azor, so he has to bring Oilas Riyah, and he died before he had an opportunity to bring the Oilas Riyah. So the Rambam says, if he was already mafrish to Oilas Riyah, if he already set it aside, so Fashteitza, he just didn't have a chance to bring it yet, so you have a carbon oil roaming around. So Fashteitza, you bring the oil, you makrif it in Beis HaMikdash. But if he wasn't mafrish to Oilas Riyah yet, even though Yontif came, he already walked into the Azara. Yontif came, so he already was nischayiv in the carbon, it doesn't matter. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara that once he dies, so he's not the nechasim anat meshubim. So the Kesef Mishneh, and the Lecha Mishnah, because Mishnah has the Bikitzer, the Lecha Mishnah has it Barichas, and they both don't have any teretz on their Rambam, the Perakalf and the Chagigah. How you talking? But the Rambam paskins over here, Shibura deraisa. And then Afkamina, the Ragmara said, whether Shibura deraisa, love deraisa is Lagabi Gavoya. So the Rambam holds Shibura deraisa, even Lagabi Korbonis, Lagabi Gavoya, there's also Shimon Chosin. So just like if the woman gave birth while she was alive, if the woman dies and then we take out the baby after she's dead, so you're not going to say Nishtabdu Nechaseh. She's not alive. She only becomes b'chayiv to bring the korbanos when she has the labor. If you take out the baby after she's dead, so there's no chayiv. But if the baby was born while the mother was alive, and then she dies later, I say nishtabdu nechasel. And you even bring the oilas yoledes lacha misasa. So why doesn't the Rambam say if the person died on yontif and he had karka, I should say nishtabdu nechasel, and you have to bring the oilas riyah even after he died? That's the kasha that the nice kelim have, the steer in the Rambam.
Since he was never
able to go to the Azara,
so then there's no
mitzvah He did
die in Hazara?
No, he died a day later. Let's say he went on the first day Yom Tov and he didn't have a chance to bring the carbon. Yeah, and he wants to bring the Tashlumin later, yeah. So that's what Ablezer Shach claims that he says exactly what you say, but you have to say a little more. Not finished. Okay. So he says the Yerushalmi takis, the Kesef Mishnah's Kash is based on enough on a Yerushalmi. So the Rambam is against the Yerushalmi. Second the Rambam Paskin is Yerushalmi. He says the Rambam, we know the Rambam Paskin is against that Yerushalmi. He says there's a famous Rambam that the Shagasari has in the Torah, and the Rambam we know disagrees. He says, what's the din tak? The person walked into the Azara the first day Yom Tov, and he didn't bring the Eilus Riyah yet. Then he decides he's going to bring the third day Chol HaMoed. Does he have to walk into the Azara again on the third day Chol HaMoed? Or do you say, no, he's Yotze. He went in on the first day Yom Tov, and he sends someone else. He sends his wife with the korban on the third day Chol HaMoed. So he put the two together, it's good enough. So he claims that the Rambam holds that you're not Yotze. He claims that according to the Rambam, you would not be Yotze. Either of those nurses, it's Halacha Mishneh, that says on the Rambam, based on a smag, that you are Yotze. He says the smag never said it, and the Rambam never said it. He says the Halacha Mishneh is wrong. Okay, then he has a whole shtick up there. But he says the truth of the matter is up there is exactly what you said. He said the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Riyas Parnim Ba'azara is to have both together on the same day. You come into the Azara on the same day that you brought the Korban. So what do you mean? You're going to bring the korban after the person died, but he's not coming into the Azara, so he's not going to be in fulfillment of anything. Not going to be yotzei anything later on. That's not what's required. Over here, the Yoledes doesn't really have to, let's say the Yoledes is alive. She doesn't really have to come to the Azara in order to bring the korban. L'chatchila you do. L'chatchila, the Gemara says, Hech kobanu shalorim karabeinu emir al-gabot. The Gemara even has it by Mechusri Kapora. Also, so l'chatchila the Yoledes should be there when her korban is being brought. But the evidence she's not there, she's beferish. She can stay Medina Sayyam and send in a check to the Beis HaMikdash and bring the korbanot on her behalf. It's not that this is part of the condition. That's a din l'chatchila nor korbanot. That's a general din, but it's not a particular din in the hakrovas hakorban ayoledes. But over here, that's where Rav Shach Tain is, the Rambam who's kimat beferish, like he says. That the Riyas Panim Ba'Azara goes together with the Oilas Riyah. So if the person, Shem Yishtarmi, what are you going to accomplish by bringing the Oilas Riyah later if he's not coming into the Azara? That's not what Nechasav Nishtabdu for. Nechasav Nishtabdu to bring an Oilas Riyah when he's there, when he's going to be in the Azara. If he was Mafrish the carbon already, then he died. So you have an Oilas walking around. So Fashtetzach, you makrav it. But if he wasn't Mafrish it yet, then the Yerushalmi says not so, because the Yerushalmi holds that these two mitzvahs are really separate. The fact that you have the obligation to have Riyas Panim to visit the Azara, and the fact you have to bring a carbon Oilas Riyah, don't have to be together. You can do one without the other, and he shows the more than one Yerushalmi to demonstrate that they're separate. But he says the Rambam clearly does not paskin like that. He holds enough in the Rambam. Paskin is not so, that the two are connected, the two are interrelated. So he says that's the issue on the Rambam. The only thing is that he points out that his yishuv on the Rambam is only valid regarding Oilas Riyah. The Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga quotes at the Sefta from Chagiga that says that Ansholosh Regolim HaPesach Shvosik is Gimel Mitzvus and Tavi Yisrael Bal Yosan Larek. Every Jewish man becomes obligated to bring three korbanos: Oilas Riyah, Shami Chagiga, and Shami Simcha. So his yishuv on the Rambam is only acceptable on the Oilas Riyah. You can say the korban Oilas Riyah has to come hand in hand, has to come together with the Riyas Panim Lazar. So if the person is not alive anymore, they can't enter the Azara, so they're bringing the Oilas Riyah is meaningless. If Kri Hifrish is one thing. But if Lai Hifrish, it does make sense to say Nishtab Nenachos. But what are you going to say on Shami Chagiga? Why didn't the Rambam say by Shami Chagiga that if he dies in the middle of Yom Tov and he leaves over Karkoz, so you take from the estate and you bring the Shami Chagiga, so he says, well, that's a double pasha that's true. The Rambam only writes by Oilas Riyah. If Hifrish, then you're makriv, even though he died, mashma of Lord Hifrish, you're not makriv. By Shami Chagiga, the Rambam doesn't say one word. So he says, that's a double pasha, that's the same as Oilas Yomedes. That even if Lord Hifrish and Mechayim, since the Rambam Paskin is Shibuddha Deraisin, so you bring from the estate the Oilas Yoledes. So he says the same as by Shalmei Chagiga, even if Lo Hifrish Mechai. That the Rama didn't have to say. He says there's no Gemara. That's the Derech of the Rama. The Rama doesn't write all the dinim. The Rama just quotes the dinim that are the Feirish in the Gemara. So by Shalmei Chagiga, it's not discussed in the Talmud, not in the Bavli, not in Yerushalmi. The Oilas Riyah is discussed. So there the Rama quotes the din, only if Hifrish, if Lo Hifrish not. Shami Chagig is not discussed anymore. He says that would be the same as the Eros Yoledes, that he would take from the estate to bring the Shami Chagig. The Gemara has cases where you chayv in one and fata from the other. The Gemara, the Tosefta says, Yesh b'chagiga shein b'riyah, Yesh b'riyah shein b'chagiga. They don't go together. So he said this would be another nafkamina, where they would not go together. Yeah. Should depend. Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not. That's what they quote in the name of Rab Chaim. They have others in the name of Chazanish. Also the same deal. The Gemara had one opinion that not only is Sheba Nechasim lav deraisa, even Sheba Aguf is lav deraisa. So what if the Leiva says I don't want to pay back? So the Gemara says mitzvah. It's a Priyas Bachev is only a mitzvah. There isn't even Sheba Aguf on the level of the Raisa. The Gemara says, what do you do if he says I'm not religious? I don't want to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what if he does want to sit in sukkah? What if he does want to eat matzah? So the Gemara says, kofen ala mitzvah. See you too. If he doesn't want to pay the choyv that he owes, you kofen ala mitzvah. So the Achareim developed this takasha. If he say that Priyas Bachev is only mitzvah, so what if he owes $25,000 and that's all he has, is $25,000? He's going to say that the only reason why you pray for him to pay is a mitzvah. So Hamavazu Zalivazu is Yesim Echemish. You're going to say that when it comes to doing a mitzvah, the person is not mechuyev and maybe he's not been allowed to spend more than one fifth of his total savings. So you're going to say that you're not kai for the fellow to pay the $25,000. How can that be? So then Mr. Mishnah Brura asks Akasha, when the Ramah quotes this klal, the Gemara in Ksuvah Dafnuna Malalev has this memory, Hamavazu Zalivazu is Yesim Echemish, regarding tzedakah. Gemara talks there that Yankov Avinu said Kol HaShatitin Li Aser Asrei Melacha, said twice Maisa Ksofim is one tenth, and he said Aser Asrei, I'll give twice Maisa. So twice Maisa is Chaymish. So the Gemara says the Chachidah should give Maisa Ksofim, the Pashup Shat the Gemara, but you shouldn't give in excess of Chaymish. That's the Pashup Shat. The Rambam doesn't quote it. The Rambam quotes the Chachidah should give Chaymish. The Chachidah, a few Rambams, the Chofetz Chaim has a stira, there are three Rambams, each Rambam says to the other. But the Pashup Shat the Gemara in the Bavli on Daf Nun Amud Aleph and Ksuvos, Hamavaz Alayichas Mechemish goes on Tzedakah. It doesn't go on anything else. The Ramah, however, both in Orechaim and Hilchas Lulav, and in Yeridaya, and the Siman Kufin Zayin by the Siman of Yehari Bal Yavar, the Ramah quotes it by all mitzvahs. When it comes to a mitzvah, let's say someone is in the Philippines or someone is in whatever, in Alaska, and he doesn't have a tefillin, he doesn't have an object to do a mitzvah with it, and the only way to get the tefillin today before Shkia is by blowing in all of his money and flying to Seattle to get a pair of tefillin before the sun goes down. So is he mechuyif to spend all the money? So Ramah says no. He goes on all mitzvahs. You're not mechuyif to spend more than one fifth of the total savings in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, and if you don't have enough money, so nish is nish. So you know, next year you'll try to fulfill Dalad Minim and you lose the mitzvah this year. Gonish, that's how the Ramah writes. So the Mishnah Brura, the Dira Allah, Efrek Akasha, that there's a Gemara in the first parak in Kedushin later, but the Gemara says, what's the din? I was the firstborn to my mother. I wasn't. My sister's older than me. Let's say, I would be a Bchor, and my father never made Pidyon HaBen on me. Now my wife has a baby boy, and I have to give Pidyon HaBen for the baby boy. And I only have 5 shkolim in Gansi. All I have is 5 shkolim. Who lift those? There's been no lift those. And I only have 5 shkolim. So should I give it for my son's Pidyon HaBen, or should I give it for my own Pidyon HaBen? It's a Gansi discussion in the Gemara. So the Mishnah Brura says, you should keep it. A third part, you shouldn't give it at all. That's all he has is $5 to his name. So he's not mechuyev to give. According to the Ramah, Hamavazu Zalivazu Yosim Chaimish, you're not mechuyev to give your total savings. So the Mishnah Brura asks the Bir Halacha, doesn't that Gemara seem to contradict the Ramah? That don't you see that Hamavazu Zalivazu Yosim Chaimish is only a klal in giving tzedakah? You're not supposed to give so much tzedakah. Shem Yayoni needs Tarech Labris. You may become so poor that you yourself will have to collect tzedakah. So what have you fadim by giving so much tzedakah if charity begins at home? Don't give away so much. But when it comes to mitzvahs, that's when the Mishnah Brura taught us, don't you see that it's against that Gemara? Oh, so that's what they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim and the Chazanish. Chazanish says it to answer the kasha of the Mishnah Brura. Rab Chaim says it to answer this kasha. That if you say, according to that mandama that we don't hold like, that Priyas Balchayt is only a mitzvah, that even Shibir Aguf is not their rice, that there's no Shibir Nechosim their rice, there's not even Shibir Aguf their rice. So when you borrow money, why do you have to give back only Priyas Balchayt mitzvah? So Makshim Ha'olam, so what, if he borrowed $25,000 and it comes time to pay, that's all he has? So he said he only has to pay back $5,000. He doesn't have to pay back the full 25. So that's what they quote B'Shem Rav Chaim, the same as the Chazon Ish, it depends. If you're talking about putting on tefillin, you're talking about reading the Megillah, you're talking about doing a mitzvah, so he's speaking about spending money in order to enable you to fulfill a mitzvah. So the spending of the money is a hachone to get to do the mitzvah. So then the Ramah quotes this group of Rishonim that you're not mechuyif to spend more than one fifth of your total savings to enable you to do a mitzvah. But if the spending of the money is the etzem, it's a mitzvah itself, by giving the money to the kohen, that is the kima mitzvah, picking up that. Or by paying the money to the malvah, that is the mitzvah, priyas pachay mitzvah. So whenever this spending of the money is the mitzvah, it's not that it's achana to the mitzvah, then they say even the Ramah, that's where Rav Chaim and the Chazon Ish said, even the Ramah would be masking, that you wouldn't have this restriction of hamavazos laivazias mechamish. So getting back what you raised the question over here, let's say a person has a chiyuv to bring a carbon, and that's all the money that he has. Is he mechuyif to spend all of his money in order to bring the carbon? So what are you going to say, that if you hold that Shibuda love, if you hold Shibuda love the Araisa, if you hold Shibuda love the Araisa, what he's, it's only a mitzvah, so he's not mechuyif to spend, l'chayra not. L'chayra bringing a carbon is the actual spending of the money itself is the mitzvah, no? The bringing of the carbon means a chiyuf. Bringing a carbon is not like legging tefillin. Bringing a carbon means a mechuyif to give a matana to the Rabbanu Shalom. So the spending of the money is the mitzvah, it's not just a hachana. Not just the hachon. If you get a carbon for nothing, but you're giving a carbon to Gavoa, which has a value to it. That's the Pashup Shant in the Gemara. That you see from the Gemara that the chiyuv to bring a carbon is like a chiyuv in Adam HaHaver, to give an amount of money. So here it's a chiyuv, to give a bien, to give a type of a bien. So that's mamash shibud, and when you give it over, that is the mitzvah. It's not that that's a hachon for the mitzvah, this is the actual mitzvah itself. So l'chor, one might perhaps say that even if that's all he has to spend all the money that he has in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Let's say the sugyas have increases. There are certain kavanas that are described in the Chumash. If you can afford it, you bring it bashiris. If you can't afford it, you bring it bedalos. If you can't afford that, you bring it bedali dalos. You can afford it, you bring a behemoth. If you can't afford it, you bring an oak. If you can't afford it, then you can bring a minchas chayte. And sometimes you only have bashiris or bedalos. You don't have daladal. Sometimes you have three madregas, sometimes you have two. So how do you determine whether the person can afford it, can't afford it? The Gemara never says over there a word about chomesh. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara is, I remember the Pashup Shat in the Gemara there sounds like if by spending the last penny that he has, he can afford to bring the behemoth, then he's b'chuyif to bring the behemoth. And if he can't, by spending all the money that he has, he can, then you go one madrega low. It doesn't go with the chomesh, l'chayra. And l'chayra, that's the reason why. Because here, the chiyuv to bring korban is like a shibud bin olam ha-chaveira. But these type of chiyuvim, you don't apply the restriction of hamavaz v'zayi v'zayi yes nechayish. Here the mitzvah itself consists of the people.
It takes so much, he doesn't take all of that.
That's another thing. That's another thing. That's misajim. Misajim. By Erichin. If a person said, let's say, Erki Alai, and he has to Erki Alai, he has to pay a certain amount of money, so the Gizbar comes to see if he can afford it. If he can't afford it, then there's a Dinat Hesig Yad. They shot him up and he pays less. If he says, Dom of Alai, so then there's no Dinat Hesig Yad. He pays whatever the Domim is, and if he doesn't have it, he'll pay later. Pay it out. Pay a little now, a little later. But if he said, Erki Alai, then there's a special Gzeres HaKasu of Hesig Yad, that if the Kohen sees that he can't afford it, so they say, they paskin that he's yotzei by giving less. What happens? The kohen comes and he sees he can't afford it, but if he can afford it, they'll take the shirt off of his back. They'll just leave him in his underwear. They'll take his shoes and his socks and his clothes and his automobile. They'll take away everything. He won't be able to make a living. He won't have anything. So the Gemara has a thing. We learn that from a pasuk, that misadrin, that you misadrin. You leave him the basic necessities. You leave him one suit for Shabbos and one suit for the weekdays. You leave him shoes. He doesn't have to have 20 suits in the closet. You leave him the automobile that he needs to get to work. Otherwise, he's going to go broke. He's going to spend all the money on the transit, so he won't be whatever if he needs an automobile. The Gemara says the basic things that he needs for his parnasa, you leave. Then the Gemara has a machloek. It's where the misadrin lebal chay. That din that we learn out from the psukim by Hesig Yad. Hesig Yad is exeris hakasa by Erchin. So maybe that pasuk in the chumash of Hesig Yad, if the noyder can't afford it, then the koyin kfi asher yarchen hakoyin. He pays less than the full amount of the Erchin. Maybe the din of misadrin, that you leave him the basic clothing, a suit for Shabbos, suit for weekdays, and the automobile and so on, maybe that's only by Erchin, it's a prak within the din of Hesig Yad, And maybe by a Baal Chayiv, if I owe you money, maybe they do take off the underwear. Maybe they take everything and they leave me in the street with mamish nothing. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara in the end of Bav and Tzia. And in Chayish HaMishpat, it's a machlekes that Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishayim. Whether you hold Mesadrin le Baal Chayiv or not Mesadrin. We pass the Mesadrin le Baal Chayiv, the same. The same thing, Mesadrin le Baal Chayiv. Even though it's not the same. Over there by Echen, it's a prop within Hesegya. Here there is no institution of Hesegya. If I owe you the money, I got to pay you all the money. Except that they can't take it all now. They'll take the rest later. This is the famous sugya in the Gemara, whether Shibuda deraisa, Shibuda lav deraisa. The Gemara Bayas only gave this one nafkemina. If you hold Shibuda deraisa, it's not a takana de rabbanon that it even applies by Shibud. If you hold that Shibuda lav deraisa, then it's only a takana de rabbanon that they instituted Shim Nechasim. So they only instituted it legabi balichayvis of human beings. Because Shalotin Aldalas Bifnei Lovin, it's a Rahmanas on the mountain. But Lagabi Gavari, the Rabbanu Shalom is not going to go pro. So the Gemara says they never instituted. We're not going to change the Dinim Deraisa unless there's a great Tzorah. There's no great Tzorah. In the end of this week's Sedra, the Torah writes the way Yosef was speaking to this Sarah Mashkin, and he told him, don't forget, when you're going to get your job back, don't forget to get me out of the prison. Kim Zachartani. So the Medrash comments, and Rashi quotes this in the name of the Medrash, that Yosef HaTzadik was punished because of his lack of bitachon, that he shouldn't have asked the Sarah Mashkin to get him out. And the punishment was that he had to stay in prison another 2 years. The simple reading of the pasuk is, in the beginning of Parashas Mikates, that after 2 years of being in prison, Para had a cholam, and then no one knew how to interpret the cholam, and Yosef knew how to interpret, and then that's how he got out after 2 years. So the Medrash says that everything was fakir. Para had the cholam because they had to get Yosef out, that Yosef had to suffer another 2 years in prison, because he had violated the union of Bitochen. He should have had Bitochen. He shouldn't have asked the Sarah Mashkin to get him out. And the Gzar Din from the Bezer Shalom Ayla was that he has to stay there for 2 years, and after the 2 years are up, then he has to go free. So the Rabbanu Shalom caused Parah to have a cholam in order to free Yais. That's how the Medrash understands the cause and effect, just the reverse from what we would have thought based on the Psuk. So all of the Mefarshim are bothered with this Medrash. Why was it an Aveira on the part of Yosef that he requested of the Sarah Mashkin that he should get him out? Isn't there a din that a person is b'chuyit to do a shtadlus? Not supposed to just say tilim and sit back in happy talk. So what kind of bitachon is that? There's a din in the Torah. Kisei tzalam achom alay vecho. If the enemy comes to attack, so you have to put together an army. You have to say tilim also, but you have to put together Yankiv Avinu. Prepares himself l'dorim v'l'tfilah v'l'mochamah. He prepares himself for mochamah. He says tfilah also, but first you have to prepare for the mochamah. You have a chayvus shtadlus. So what was the Aveira? So the Beis HaLevi has a famous comment that the shear of the hishtadlus that a person is obligated to do is a function of what level of emunah, what level of bitachon the person has. If a person feels very close to the Baruch Shalom, so the closer one is to the Baruch Shalom, kar b'Hashem l'chol kar, the closer one is to the Baruch Shalom, so the more hashgacha pratis the Baruch Shalom will show upon that person. So the maybe the less hishtadlus is mukhi to do. So every person, it's a hard decision. Every person has to figure out to what extent, to what degree does he have a chayvus hishtadlus. So some tzaddikim are so close to the Rabbanu Shalom, never have to lift a finger. Somehow min hashamayim, the zochas malach benasar deachem. The money always flows in, they never have to worry, they always get a Yeshua. Ragma chassid of Yishma. And other people who are not so close to the Rabbanu Shalom have more of a chayvus hishtadlus, because since they're not so close, the Rabbanu Shalom is not so close to them, so he's not going to shower upon them someone's hashgacha pratis. So adarabba, the aveira of Yosef was, as Rashi quotes from the Medrash says, how does Rashi quote from the Medrash the pasuk Ashrei? How does the pasuk begin? Ashrei ha'ish asher som Hashem iftachoi v'lafona overhavim misatei chazam. So what does it mean? Ashrei ha'ish asher som Hashem iftachoi. It's the praises of the person who has a lot of bitachon. So the Medrash says there Yosef. Yosef was on a high madrega bitachon. And the pasuk is praising Yosef and people who belong in his category. They have a high madrega. But on the madrega that he was on, he should have not requested of the Ish Mitzri. Someone else, if people on a lower madrega of Bitochen and Amunah would have requested, they would be mechuyiv to. they would be fulfilling their obligation of Ishtadlis. But Yosef was on a higher madrega of Amun and Mitochan. For him it was an Aver, he shouldn't have requested. That's how the Beis Halevi interprets. And other Mefarshim give other Mehalten. So the Chazanish has a whole Sefer Amun and Mitochan. In his Kuntris, Amun and Mitochan, he discusses this kasha. He gives a very interesting answer that's relevant to all of us, relevant to Zman Hazeh. He says, Ishtadlus has to make sense. A person goes, he applies for a job. Fuck. What are you going to apply for a job? If you shy to get a job over there, let's say a person is going to go to an anti-Semitic company, he's going to go apply for a job. Is ridiculous. He knows in advance, he doesn't stand a chance of getting a job. With long payas and a long beard and white socks, he's going to go to a goyish company where they're just anti-Semites. There's no chance. He's not going to make believe that he's a goy. The Jews who go have to be clean shaven, have to take off the yarmulke. Then it's Shaykh Kuli Havyula, maybe they'll get a job. A religious person going to walk in, of course they're not going to get a job. So the status has to make sense. So the Chazanish writes, the Pasuk is condemning Yosef, Lefona over Havim Misote Chazov. What is he doing? He's fulfilling his Chavis Ishtadlus by requesting of an Ish Mitzri that he should save him. The Medrash is referring to the Mitzriim as Rehovim, Sote Chazov. They were people absolutely non-reliable. They had no sense of Hakoras HaTovah. They had no decency. So what do you mean you're asking him to give you a Hakoras HaTovah? Kim Zechartane, I did you a Tovah, I interpreted the dream for you, I make you feel comfortable, so do me back a favor in exchange. You're asking such a Bakosha from such a person like that is utterly ridiculous. A person will only do that if he's absolutely in a state of Yush. So he'll even pull at straws that are absolutely meaningless. But if a person has a Yishuv Hadas and he hasn't fallen into a state of Yush, so no normal person would do such a... That's not an act of Ishtadlus. That's a Ishtadlus Shal Sheker. That's a Ishtadlus Shal Kazva. That doesn't make any sense at all. So the fact that Yosef stooped so low to ask such a request, he should have known that it's absolutely meaningless. This indicates that he must have fallen into a mamish, a state of depression. And that shows that he had a lack of amunah. That shows that he had a lack of bitochen. A person should never fall into such a state. A normal ishtadlus is understandable. You look what's happening today in Medina Israel. Maval Adarayim, I saw today, someone showed me the headlines in the newspapers that Arafat's aide is requesting of Medina Israel that they should give more money to them, that they should bail them out. The whole idea that the Israeli government is prepared to make what they consider a peace agreement with the terrorists, and they're going to follow zech on the terrorists, that there's going to be peace. This is worse than the Mitzrayim. That's worse than asking the Mitzrayim that they should do me back a favor in exchange. Well, these are the murderers. The Mitzrayim never murdered Yosef. They never did. They just had no Hakaras HaTov. You're going to make a peace agreement with people who are Murzokim as murderers, and you're going to follow Zechan them that they're going to be nice to you. Because Tachmamish, it must be the people who are making these agreements, are Mamish in a state of, out of desperation are doing this, Mamish in a state of depression. That they see that there's no God in heaven that's helping them at all. The Chor, it's utterly ridiculous. I saw recently that a group of people put in advertisements, people showed me, I don't read these newspapers, people showed me that there was a certain newspaper where a group of Orthodox Jews published an advertisement that they go Bishvil Hazov. They go B'derech HaMamutza, the centrists, they go B'derech HaMamutza. The Rambam says, commenting on the pasuk that says, by Avram Avinu, Ekev Shasham Avinu has to say, L'leches B'derech Hashem. Avram Avinu taught his children to go B'derech Hashem. So the Rambam writes, what is Derech Hashem? The Derech HaMamutza, you're not allowed to be extreme. No good to go in this extreme, no good to go in that extreme. You have to go B'derech HaMamutza. Everybody subscribes to that Rambam. We all hold from that Rambam. The only question is, you have to figure out what's the Derech HaMamutza. So when a person sets himself up and says, I am a centrist, so what you're saying right away is everybody else is doing wrong, because they're all extremists, I say, by definition. I'm the only one who's going B'derech HaMamutza, or you form an organization that we are the Shvil Hazov organization, so you're saying that everyone else is an extremist. I remember years ago when they first started using this expression about this militza, about the centrists. So Rabbi Gifter showed me there's a long drasha that the Kovner Rav had given on the issue of Taras HaMashpacha. I think he gave the drasha for the Beis Yankif movement. A long drasha, it's over 100 pages printed in Yiddish. So he has a long, the footnotes are in Hebrew. The text of the drasha is in Yiddish and the footnotes are in Hebrew. They have it in the yeshiva library. So he has a long footnote there, 2 pages long, where he talks about this Rambam. He says, everybody wants to go to Derech HaMamutza. The Rambam? The Chazal? The Rambam quotes it from the drasha, not just from the Greek philosophers. But he says you have to know what are the two extremes in order to know what the Derech HaMamutz is. If you're going to take, let's say, the reformer, the conservative, you're going to make a Derech HaMamutz. You're going to be halfway between a reformer and conservative. That's called Derech HaMamutz. You have to know what are the two extremes in order to know what is in the middle. You can't just say we're going to go b'derech b'shvil azov. Avada person has to go b'shvil azov and b'tochen and amun also. But this is not necessarily called shvil azov. I would assume that relying on murderers to secure peace in Eretz Yisrael is much less of a fulfillment of the Hishtadlus than what Yosef did. Yosef, he asked the person, a nice fellow, nothing wrong with him, it's just that he lacked the basic principles of morality. He wasn't the person who was marketed. So the Chachamim felt that that was an indication of a state of depression on his part, that he shouldn't have requested of the Ish Mitzri. So to ask murderers that they should keep the peace, I would think is something much worse than that. I don't see that this has to do with any Shvil Azov, with any Derech HaMamutzah. What has it got to do? I think it's utterly ridiculous. And I wanted to announce that next week we're going to give the Shira on Inyan Echanik, and there are Marmar Kaimis in the back. The week after, I won't be able to give the Shira on Monday night. I have a chasana that I have to attend. Will we have the shir on Wednesday night? We won't be. Oh, I won't. The second week of Chanukah, I won't be able to give a shir. But the week after we'll resume. Then I'd like to mention also, I think when we reach the Mishnah on Yud Dalet on the base, which is probably going to be next time that we learn Kiddushin, I think rather than go straight, the Inyanim are a little technical here. Maybe we'll skip to Daf Chof Tes, and then we'll finish the first paragraph, and then we'll decide afterwards what we're going to do after that. Because I think it'll be more interesting if we cover Chof Tes on to the end of the first paragraph rather than learning about Ebedev Yerukhnaim. Then I wanted to mention Rabbi Bluth just published a new Sefer on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and we have a few copies in the back that are available for those who are interested. I'm just clearing whether we should. Yeah. I don't want to give shiur on Ish Mekadesh because I gave shiur. Some of the people already heard my shiur on Ish Mekadesh. So I'm just clearing. Maybe we should learn Yuchsin and Yoni Yuchsin on this. But I think Yoni will be more interested in that.
I can show the same thing to different people with respect to different things.
It's the same thing.
sold all the karkos, then you give the ability to collect your debt and itself, all of them the same process to someone else. Give them the ability to collect his debt if it doesn't finish and you're collecting your debt. So the whole Muslim has the right to collect what he has sold to you at any first. It then belongs to you. See, there's a conflict between your collection and his collection. I sold it to you first. There's no conflict. It's like I sold him one thing, I sold him and I sold him the same after someone else.
You
can sell the same thing to different people who respect the different things at the same time. So there's no spirit. I sell a gamble. So how can I sell the thing that everybody sold me? I'm not selling that. I'm only going to give you a chassan. If I can give you a king of a chassan, I can give you a king of a chassan. And the same thing.
Can't you really sell you everything for your stuff? No. Once he passes whatever copy he has, let's say he borrows $2 million. How is everybody insured in $1 million?
Yeah, he had a worth $1 million and sold 10 to
$200,000. So $20,000. $2 million. He put him on $1 million. Does that work?
Places do, yes. I said, please, very good. The Chalice of the $1 million car can be shipped for the full $2 million. I can possibly squeeze that $2 million to $1 million. They says he can. You'll be going to the car shop, and then I'll say, I want to buy that car, and I'll give you a million, give you back the car, and I'll get it back. He's going to take it away the second time from the second one. The same car that's worth $1 million is shipped for the full $2 million. Yeah. That's the first thing he wants to do.
Okay.
That's the Makhloikis in